This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As America struggles with inflation from government overspending, the annual rate of consumer price inflation in Europe increased to double digits in October, reaching 10.7%. That's a record and highlighted the challenges facing the European Central Bank. Here in America, the Feds are meeting Tuesday to discuss the next rate hike. Banks will pay for money in an effort to stop the bleeding. Dozens of people have died after a cable bridge carrying hundreds of people collapsed into Machu River in India on Sunday. At least 140 people were killed after the collapse. It's unclear how many people were on the bridge when it failed, but it recently was renovated and reopened less than a week ago. Officials fear the death count could increase as recovery efforts continue at this hour. Georgia's final debate in the gubernatorial election took place Sunday night. Republican Governor Brian Kemp.
We have the lowest unemployment rate in the history of the state. We have the most people ever working in the history of our state. And we're seeing economic opportunity in all parts of our state. People have opportunity in Georgia no matter their neighborhood or their zip code. We've been focused on strengthening rural Georgia. We've also fully funded our schools and given a well-deserved historic teacher pay raise.
Democrat challenger leader Stacey Abrams.
Elections are a choice between where we are and where we want to be. What does the next 4 years look like? In this Georgia, right now, people are feeling economic pain. And unfortunately, under this governor, the pain is only getting worse. But I look forward to leading a Georgia where everyone has the opportunity to thrive. And I want to land on my record to do so.
SpaceX is launching the big boy Tuesday. The Falcon Heavy will launch from Kennedy Space Center in Florida at 9:40 a.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments on Monday in two cases that could determine whether colleges can consider skin color in their college admissions process. The cases deal with the admissions policy of Harvard and the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Students for Fair Admissions, or SFFA, sued both schools, alleging their policies which consider race as a factor in admissions. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police and Miami-Dade Police are reporting 6-year-old Jojo Morales, the young boy from South Miami-Dade missing since his father took him in violation of a court order in August, was found Sunday in Canada. Also arrested at the scene was Jojo's 69-year-old grandmother. Miami-Dade Police said the boy was found in good health and unharmed. Americans react to the violence on Paul Pelosi. Tim Berg reports.
Following the apparent violent assault on Paul Pelosi, husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, security concerns are being raised about lawmakers' families. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott tells ABC's This Week that has been a top-of-mind issue for him since taking office, adding he thinks it's important for more civil discourse regarding political rhetoric.
Well, we've got to figure out how to bring our country back together where we have a civil conversation And, you know, we have no violence. I mean, this what happened to Paul Pelosi is despicable. It's unacceptable.
USA Radio News.
Hey, folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. How you doing? Hope it's a great day for you. Phil Hotzenpiller is with us, the president and founder of American Faith. Phil, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing very good, Bill. I just got back from an extended trip in Europe, and
we missed you.
I want you to know that the world is still beautiful.
It is. Well, that's great. Well, I'll tell you, you may take a second thought in terms of what happened up in San Francisco. I don't know about you, but over the weekend, the buzz still continued over this, you know, Paul Pelosi incident that is just, I mean, even Elon Musk pointed out, you know, you got two men in their underwear that the police, you know, come upon. And now this is, you know, just some weird, kinky, weird deal that happened there with Paul Pelosi. And, you know, and details are, you know, they're trying to do everything they can and working overtime. They're trying to do everything they can hide as much information as they were able to hide for, you know, Hunter Biden's laptop. But this is a story that's having legs, that's buzzing all about. Did you hear much on your end?
Well, I'm pretty old school. Two guys in underwear is never good. That's my theory, Bill.
Yeah, I'm with you. It creeps me out. I'm just saying. And especially with the hammer that is shaped in a form that is thinking, well, wait a minute, man, you know, this is like, and what are we doing, listening to Trini Lopez in the background as we got this hammer on each other? I don't know. It's bizarre.
Well, what's pretty interesting is the Santa Monica Observer came out, and I don't know if you saw that feed, but it said, and I'm going to quote, "The awful truth, Paul Pelosi was drunk again. And as a San Francisco gay bar closed at 2 a.m., two gay men met in a bar, went home together. Happens every night." And that's, and they pretty well run the scenario. This is not new news that Paul has engaged in this kind of activity before. So, I think this is going to be a pretty hard one to close down for, Miss Nancy.
Isn't this a violation, though, of his probation? I mean, he just got, he's going to DUI school, I guess, and that's part of the probation. You cannot, you can't be going drunk after you've already been cited and sentenced, can you?
Well,
within months?
Maybe they didn't put the provision in there of pants. You'd have to have pants on to go out. I don't know. You know,
yeah.
To me, it's like the craziest, goofiest thing I've ever seen. To keep covering stuff up. I mean, it's just,
yes,
it's nonsensical. I don't know how anybody can buy into Pelosi ever.
Right.
And especially now.
Oh, and then they want to suggest that, oh, it had to be somebody with a MAGA hat because they used the same word, supposedly, this is the way it's being reported, that the person was saying, "Where's Nancy? Where's Nancy? Where's Nancy?" I mean, and all of a sudden that's shades and memories. I mean, I'm surprised that, what's her name? Liz Cheney didn't chime in on that one, being so concerned, and maybe Adam Kinzinger being in tears because, you know, Paul Pelosi had his friend over for a stayover, and they're, you know, supposedly chanting, "Where's Nancy?"
Well, did you see Hillary Clinton's tweet on about the problem? She said the Republican Party and its mouthpiece now regularly spread hate and deranged conspiracy theories. It's shocking but not surprising that violence is a result. So this is the Republican Party's problem, that two gay men get in a battle in their underwear.
Yes.
And then she goes on to say, as citizens, we must hold them accountable for their words and their actions that follow.
So here they are, you know, doing everything they can to kind of put it at the doorstep. But that's what Democrats do. I mean, it's, you know, you and I have discussed it. Okay, go ahead. All right.
Hughes attacker David spread QAnon and other far right has been arrested in connection with a violent attack of the U.S. Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi. That's L.A. Times. How about that?
Yes. Well, hey, they've got to block the narrative, right, or the truth. So they do it with all these headlines, and you know, they're just trying to do all the cleaning up on aisles 3, 5, and 7 as fast as they can. But it is a mess. There's no doubt about it, Phil. I want to move into some of this other news. You've got this at American Faith right now. Nearly 250,000 ballots sent to Pennsylvania voters with unverified IDs. I mean, Pennsylvania, what are they, like the cheating capital of the world here now?
I think they must be. I think this is what everybody fears. I don't think anybody fears a fair election. I think everybody fears that we're going to see this all over again, this election fraud. And Pennsylvania does seem to be the capital of fraud. There's no doubt about it. And how in the world do you stop it? It's almost like it's an accident if you finally catch them at this act, because we don't seem to have a system in place that really does a great job in monitoring election fraud.
Well, it's almost like who cares? Because they can't do anything about it anyway. Because by the time the election comes, it goes, it's appealed, you may be in court, you know, 5 years to finally realize, yep, that's what they did. And but there's no change. I mean, meanwhile, you're stuck with the guy we got right now in the White House. And, you know, we were talking with Eric Caron, former special agent and former Marine, by the way. And, you know, he's laying this thing out about how, you know, things are lining up for World War III here. I mean, you know, we got shortage of food. Oh, yeah, by the way, no diesel here in probably another 30 days. What does that mean in terms of our supply line and getting food, you know, across this country? And Joe Biden continues to be asleep at the wheel, putting us in peril. And meanwhile, I mean, you know, whatever European allies we've got, they're forced because the siege works are up. Putin has laid up the siege works on them to say, okay, I hope you guys like cold because, you know, oil's not going to be flowing to you guys. I've already turned that spigot off. And, I'm pretty much got control of all the grain in Ukraine. So you're not going to be getting any grain this winter, too. So I hope you have a great Christmas.
Yeah. Well, you know, I really believe that, you know, the misinformation is strong. I want to go back to Pelosi for a second because I just pulled up Fox News. I just thought, how did they handle this? And they don't even touch this.
No,
they
exactly.
They just, Paul's quick thinking was able to call the police in time to save his own life. And that's all they say. And I'm sitting there going, the misinformation, I mean, Fox, except for Tucker, maybe one or two other kind of, but you know, I mean, it's like it's gone the way of CNN and the rest of them.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, because we know who controls the newsroom. It's the same groups. So that's why they all just, you know, parrot the same talking points. As you say, there's a minor exception with Tucker there, but that's a hard river to go upstream when you've got all this money coming in from, you know, State Street and Vanguard and, you know, and BlackRock, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So what are they going to do? I mean, they're bowing their knee, you know, to all this money. And meanwhile, you know, yeah, you talk about misinformation. You're exactly right. And the people are figuring this out. and they're realizing that it is deeply pervasive, and that it's going to require more than a red wave. You know, we say it's going to require an American wave this midterm election to put everybody on notice. And look at we may be up for our next American Revolution, like it or not, Phil. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. Phil Hotzenpiller continues with us, the founder and president of American Faith. Phil, yeah, it's madness. I mean, where we are right now, it's at every turn, all of this wackiness. I mean, you warned years ago about the lawlessness. You know, crime right now is in full demonstration throughout. We have leadership in our country that just kind of, you know, just shrugs. It's like no big whoop. You know, that we have all this fentanyl coming across. We've got people dying left and right. Open borders. You know, even the FBI kind of reluctantly admits that they've captured 100 people on the, the terror list. On the U.S. terror list, it's like, well, it's only 100 people, man. Come on, give us a break. Well, what about all those other gotaways? You got like, you know, 500,000 gotaways. Do you think those guys are, you know, are the dumbest tools in the shed there? You know, the guy that went to visit Paul Pelosi with his special hammer? No, these guys know how to avoid, you know, getting caught. And I don't think that they're here just to, you know, come to America for, you know, for a cheeseburger. You know, come on, give me a break. I mean, these are very dangerous people. And meanwhile, Mayorkas and the government, could, you know, they're just kind of yawning over it all. And then Joe Biden comes up with delusional statements. You know, he's about as bad as Barack Obama. Those two, they need a geography lesson and understand, first of all, there's only 50 states in the union. There's not 54 or 57. So Joe got a little bit closer than Obama. But I think the reason he got a little bit closer is because he got, 15, 20 million more votes than Obama. So he's probably just a little bit smarter than Obama. That's why he only quoted that he'd been to 54 states.
That's amazing. Well, I'll tell you what, you said it well. It's in a mess. And I think what happens is that when the wisdom of God is missing from a human being or a society, you slip back, you move from, you know, back into chaos. And that's really what's happening. It's just unexplainable chaos that only makes sense to those who are chaotic.
Yep, exactly.
And, you know, I mean, because that creation took chaos and turned it into cosmos.
Exactly.
And so when you take God out, you go from cosmos back into chaos.
Yeah, we're back to Genesis 1. Genesis 1, right? After in the beginning God, and in between 1 and 2 is chaos. And it is the hovering of the Holy Spirit over the chaos to bring order. And finally, yeah. You know, God's creation listens up, they adhere to order, and then things start to fall and begin to make sense. But you're exactly right. This is where we are. We've abandoned, you know, the word says that, as you know, like I'm telling you, like, you know, but it's just an affirmation of, you know, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Well, there's no fear of God. There's no fear of consequences right now, Phil. So people are doing as they darn well please.
Well, yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, what is the best way to keep your children in check when they're growing up? Well, you know, it's discipline and it's
right.
It's consequences. And I think what we've done is we're a child that has gone wayward and there's no parent and the tail is wagging the dog for sure. That's exactly
right. What's
happening.
Well, and the thing is that look at. It's not only the country, and it's not just here in America. We may sound, some people, I kind of try to bring them back to the fold to understand. I don't want to sound America-centric. You got to understand this is happening all over the world, right? I mean, this isn't just exclusive to the United States of America. All around the world. I mean, look what's going on. It's the same thing. We got people with riots in the street. We've got people dying, committing suicide, murder, even though guns have been confiscated. You know, there's just something about the human condition. They'll find a way to kill you one way or another. I mean, you know, they don't need a gun.
No, that's true. That's true. Well, and I do think, you know, the interesting stat, I don't know if you saw, we pushed it on AmericanFaith.com, but it was that for every 7 people that are coming across the border, we get 7 new, and there's 10 new, that this is daily. So 10 new births in America, and then 7 are coming across the border. So think of that number. We're almost 1-for-1 in our birth rate. With
right.
immigrants.
Well, you know, Phil, I mean, think about it. You know, we've lost a generation labor force through the act of abortion. And, you know, and you could sit there and say, all right, look, we've got 7-10 million jobs that need to be filled. And maybe we need to have people coming in and there needs to be some consideration on immigration. But I don't even know if these are good guys or bad guys. Nobody's vetting them. They're just letting them in. And the age of these people that are coming in, by and large, 18 to 49 year olds, men without families. I mean, this has danger all over it. You know, so this is, you know, this is insane, you know, what's going on. I mean, part of it is kind of weird anyway. It's like, why do you want to come to America right now? You know, $6, $7 a gallon of gas and, you know, we're short on food. I just went to the grocery store again the other day. I mean, we're looking more and more like a third world country, even here in Florida, where, you know, the cupboard's bare here. And you're thinking, okay, you know, what, you know, these signs are not good. And then we get the report that, you know, they're running out of diesel. Phil, you can't run out of diesel. I mean, we're down to days on diesel. That's insane.
Well, it's insane.
Diesel runs everything.
Yeah, it's intentional. I mean, that's the reality. You know, all of this is intentional, and you know, stop America. It really is. You know, we're gonna stop everything that America makes it great, and we're gonna reset it. I mean, this is part of the Great Reset. Mm-hmm. There's no
right,
doubt about
exactly.
It. You know, it's kind of like the governor here in California just came out and said he thinks he's gonna ban diesel trucks in California.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? So now, how are you going to get these goods and services into, and how are you going to get stuff off the ships in the harbor? I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to run electric, but we can't because our power grid is so small and so inadequate that the governor literally had to fire up the emergency diesel generators to fuel the power grid for California.
Well, I don't mean to insult morons, but the guy's a moron.
Oh, he is complete. He's a baboon. There's just no way around it. And yet, this is my point. When you descend into chaos, your chaos makes sense.
Yeah, we all have to drink the grape juice. We all need to go crazy with everybody and think like, oh, yeah, okay, we'll sit around a fireplace and sing Kumbaya. It's all good. Well, everything's going to hell in a handbasket here. And forget our family and our kids. We'll just leave them in the wake of all the devastation. I mean, this is nuts, you know, and again, some of the reading, I mean, I'm reading the Book of Lamentations, Phil, and as you know, I mean, this is an ugly scene when people are so desperate they're eating their own kids. I mean, and we can't fathom that in this Western culture. We can't even fathom that kind of poverty and that kind of chaos and insanity that...
Well, maybe we can because we're starting with bugs now. I mean, this is a big thing.
Yeah.
Bugs, because you know meat's not good for you, and it's too dangerous to raise cows now. So I guess we're going to go into the bug.
Well, and of course, you know, Stacey Abrams came up with her, you know, her mathematical equation that, you know, that if we stop having kids, we could do something about this inflation and recession, right? Because the reason that we need all this stuff is because we have.
If only her mother would have thought of that.
Just saying, sidebar. Hey, we got about a minute and a half left. One of the things I wanted to bring out was, and you reporting on that as well, what happened with Carrie Lake. I mean, her own station that she worked for did this to her, Phil. This is amazing, huh?
It is. And, you know, we just had Christy Lee out here with American Faith, and she did that interview. I don't know if you've watched it yet, but it's American Faith interview. And she also did Laura Logan. And then we ran a pilot for American Faith. So it is amazing. It's also amazing the letter that Liz Cheney did, and their PAC sent $500,000 to try to keep Carrie Lake from getting elected, and it backfired, and she's gotten more support and jumped 10 points in the polls because of Liz Cheney's letter.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm happy to exchange Liz Cheney for Tulsi Gabbard. How about you? What do you think?
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I mean, I love that trade deal. Whoever worked that out, thank you, God. You know, because it's like, are you kidding me? This is amazing. But look it. We'll stay on top of it. Again, we're grateful for AmericanFaith.com for reporting all the great job you're doing. And you, John Fleetwood, the rest of the team, this is awesome. It's what we need. But like we said, look at we present this news to you, hopefully to motivate you to look into it deeper so that You own it. It's your knowledge, not just what we're saying, right?
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Dozens of people have died after a cable bridge carrying hundreds of people collapsed in the Makchu River in India on Sunday. At least 140 people were killed after the bridge collapsed. It's unclear how many people were on the bridge when it failed. It was renovated and reopened less than a week ago. Georgia's final debate in the gubernatorial election took place Sunday night. Republican Governor Brian Kemp.
We have the lowest unemployment rate in the history of the state. We have the most people ever working in the history of our state. And we're seeing economic opportunity in all parts of our state.
Democrat challenger leader Stacey Abrams.
In this Georgia, right now, people are feeling economic pain. And unfortunately, under this governor, the pain is only getting worse. But I look forward to leading a Georgia where everyone has the opportunity to thrive.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
It's been going on for decades now, and still the U.S. Navy experimenters are subjecting sheep and other animals to horrific decompression sickness and illness experiments, despite the agency having previously yanked its funding for such tests in 2010 at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. That funding cut came as a result of a criminal investigation launched in response to complaints by PETA and Alliance for Animals. The French Navy and the U.K. Ministry of Defense are among international naval agencies to stop using animals in cruel decompression laboratories years ago. The treatment for the bends has not changed in over 80 years. Here to break it down and explain what has been happening is Shreya Somanathan. She's PETA's science policy advisor, and she's here to discuss the problem. Shreya, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, explain to us what decompression sickness is all about.
Yes, so decompression sickness is an incredibly painful condition that is experienced by deep sea divers when they rise quickly from the high pressures underwater to lower pressures at the surface. It's also called the bends, and it happens when bubbles of nitrogen gas form in the blood, the muscles, and other organs, and this can cause excruciating pain and even death. Here, PETA is raising awareness around the fact that the United States Navy is willfully torturing sheep and other animals by forcing them to endure this pain in worthless experiments that don't yield any beneficial relevance to humans who are susceptible to this condition, and also waste our taxpayer money in doing so. The treatment for bends hasn't changed for over 80 years, and the Navy is still needlessly continuing to cause animals to die in horrific pain while naval members who are susceptible to the bends are missing out on effective treatments for this painful and sometimes lethal condition.
Exactly. So you say this has been going on for 80 years, or has it been going longer than that?
So the treatment for bends has not changed for over 80 years, and it is a lot of these experiments have been going on animals. They have been conducted on animals, and nothing has changed. And so given that we live in a time when there are technological advancements that are more human-based, data that's been derived from human cells, data from human clinical trials, existing human diver data that exists and can provide researchers a more accurate translatability of this information into other human divers and better address the studying of the disease, of the sickness, the studying of the symptoms, assessing risk to better help our naval officers. When these approaches exist, the Navy still appears to drag their feet in being able to embrace the technological advancements of our time.
Exactly. Well, it just seems, a bit, I want to be kind and respectful, I guess, but they're not so kind to the animals that they're mistreating here either. But, okay, so I'll say it's a bit idiotic because, first of all, the Naval Medical Research Center has publicly admitted that these tests do not accurately translate to humans, and animal-free methods, as you've been referring to, are widely available. So here it is. It's not accomplishing what it is. It's a waste of taxpayers' money, and there's better methods. I mean, this just seems like this is the same old government bureaucracy morass that we get caught in the middle of that does harm and costs us money all at the same time. I don't see any win in this whole situation. Do you?
Right, and I'm very glad that you brought up that fact that the Naval Medical Research Center has made this public admission that these experiments do not accurately translate to humans, and there are better human-based methods to go about advancing biomedical research. And another jarring statistic that, again, is not coming from PETA, it's coming from the scientific community, is that from the National Institutes of Health, the NIH, they are the world's leading funder of biomedical research, and they have acknowledged that nearly 95% of treatments that pass in animal testing fail in human clinical trials. These numbers are not brought to the public awareness as much as they should be, and it just leads to this this misguided trust in believing that somehow experimenting on animals is going to provide any sort of beneficial information that is going to help save human lives. And I can't help but wonder, with these technological advancements that we are seeing in our time, and if we are to embrace them and welcome them and fund them more, how farther along could we be in where we are?
We're told to follow the science, but if you're ignoring the science, you can't very well follow it, can you? Shreya Somanathan has been with us. PETA is doing a lot about this issue. Shreya, I can't thank you enough for bringing this to the forefront and to our audience's attention. Where can they go for more information?
Yes, I'm, again, glad you asked that, because PETA makes it so easy for listeners to take action. All you have to do is go to PETA.org/Navy, and just a few simple steps, and folks can get in direct contact with the top military brass, calling on them to shut down these horrific, wasteful experiments and make their voices heard. Let them know that we as the public do not support our tax money being wasted in torturing and killing animals, while also not providing effective treatments to humans. So that's PETA.org/Navy. Do your part. help save the animals, and urge the Navy to keep up with international standards, such as the French and the British Navy have already done by scrapping their archaic animal testing programs in favor of advanced animal-free science.
Sharia, thank you for the time and the information. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Well, we're back live with you, and as we've been reporting and keeping an eye on what's going on with the voting process and these suspicious things that are taking place. Meanwhile, as Mike Sopka, and he's going to be back with us a little bit later on in the show, has been pointing out, and that is that black and Hispanic voters are moving to the GOP in droves, particularly in Pennsylvania and Georgia, and maybe Pennsylvania. Maybe that's why they're doing those extra ballots out there that are going out, without any identification. I mean, nearly 250,000 ballots sent to Pennsylvania voters with unverified IDs. See, this is the stuff that drives us all nuts because, you know, I was having a good conversation with some friends last night, and it's like, you know, who doesn't want free and fair elections? I mean, there's a right way to do it. I mean, it's to the point of why don't we just go back and do what we did the old way? I think we should have a day off. You know, just take a holiday, federal day off to go out there, cast our vote. These machines are dangerous. They're opened up to fraud. I'll tell you, even based on testimony there on the Hill from these, these mechanics, these businesses that are making, you know, millions of dollars by giving us these voting machines. It's all suspicious. And we're told that, oh, they've already got it, that, you know, of course, and we know by experience that everything we do on the computer, you know, is 100%, right? There's never a mistake. And much less if you have something like voting involved where you can tamper, you know, with the algorithms, you can mess around with the devices in such a way and, decide your outcome. Like, it's been said that it's not about who votes, it's about who counts the votes. And this is what some of these machines are doing. I mean, there's a big problem right now in Ohio. I mentioned to you, Tory, I think it's Massis that's running for Secretary of State there. You know, according to the Constitution, the state Constitution there in Ohio, people running for elected office have the right to see, you know, all the information in, the voting information, all the matrix, you know, they have that right to see it according to the Constitution there. Well, the people that run these machines, these voting machines, are saying, oh, no, we can't give it to you. It's in the machine. You got to have the codes. And, well, the answer is, well, then give us the codes because we have to have the information by law. Oh, they're doing everything they can to dodge that.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments.
Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vinetobar. Vinetobar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here with you. And we've got Adam Holtz from Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. I'll tell you, Adam, we got lots talked about. First of all, happy Reformation Day.
Happy Reformation Day to you. It's a great day to celebrate the posting of Luther's 95 Theses, what, in 1517, if I'm remembering correctly?
Yeah, exactly. Wow, you're brilliant. Awesome. October 31st, 1517, an Augustinian monk named Martin Luther. 95 theses, questions, on the Wittenberg door, which started the movement, started the whole Reformation movement, right?
Yeah, it did. I mean, it really, well... So this is super, super, super nerdy, but I'm going to give you a little bit of background about myself. I had a double major in English and religion from the University of Iowa back in the 80s. So it wasn't perhaps as quite as progressive as I'm sure it is today. But my favorite class in my religion major was readings in the Reformation and Counter-Reformation. And people may not know there was another sort of proto or neo-Reformation about 100 years before Luther posted his theses, but it didn't really take off. There was a guy named Jan Hus who was significant in that. And all of that to say, not to be a know-it-all and all that, but just, you know, when there are significant things that happen culturally and theologically, a lot of times there's somebody on whose foundation we're already building.
And oh, without a doubt, sure. Exactly.
You know, Luther really built on some of the ideas that sort of momentarily sparked about 100 years before that and then got snuffed out. And that was probably my favorite class that I had in college. So I'm not a historian, and I'm not this good on history in most topics, but that was one that, you know.
But we hit a little bit of your wheelhouse. But this is fascinating, though, when you think about it. I mean, for me as a Catholic, you know, I was taught that, you know, here Martin Luther was this terrible Protestant and what he did and, you know, all this stuff. And then, you know, later on, you know, I realized that in reading about him, I go, wow, he's a monk, you know, what's so terrible about it? And his passion was pursuing God, pursuing the truth of God. That's what his heart ached for. And, he wanted a deep relationship with God. So I go, okay, so he's guilty for pursuing God. And in this process, I mean, you had some dysfunction going on in the Catholic Church when they were selling indulgences. And he's going, no, that's not the way it's supposed to go. That's not God's grace. This is man's idea, and man's idea getting involved with the holiness of God, not a good thing. Unfortunately, the Catholic Church didn't want to hear about it. This was revolutionary. And, you know, he was, for all intents and purposes, excommunicated. But I'll tell you, when I read about him, I'm thinking, you know, here's this young Catholic boy who had been, you know, convinced he was this awful person. And I'm going, wow, after I read about him, and especially his heart toward the Book of Romans. Because I can tell you, for me, again, as a Catholic, the Book of Romans was life-changing for me. And the combination of those two elements, and of course, probably some other things, but most significantly, those two. I'm sitting there going, man, I want to hold the nail, you know, with as Martin Luther's, you know, hopefully hits the nail, not my thumb. But I want to hold the nail that's nailing the thesis right there at the Wittenberg door. Because, you know, which is quite a conversion for somebody who was, you know, conditioned to think that he was just this, you know, hideous Protestant, you know, so to speak.
Right. Well, and I think that it illustrates the importance of history. I think one of the great paradoxes and ironies of our age, Bill, is that we have never had easier or freer access to everything. You know, if you want to find something, you can probably find it through your phone in about 30 seconds. And sure, I mean, we've got search engines that may skew things one way or the other. I'm not really talking about people intentionally trying to suppress information, but it's there, and yet, at the same time, I feel like we have become almost ahistorical as a culture, because we only live in the moment, we live for now, we live for the next big thing, you know, yesterday's news is yesterday, and yet I think perhaps more than ever we would do well to understand the importance of history. I try to help my kids understand this, you know, when they, when my 16-year-old son complains about calculus, I can't really argue with him. He's not going to be an engineer. It's not, he doesn't really need it. But when he complains about history, I'm like, no, no, hold up. We're going to talk about this, because the things you're learning inform and shape you and me and our culture, and they really do matter. And calculus might matter too, but I don't think it matters for most people in quite the same way.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm with you. I understand, you know, the grace in, you know, cause calculus, I get it. And there's some geniuses. I mean, for them, that's just like, you know, it's basic, you know, math for them. That's fine. Right. I love it. I love the way their brains work, you know, but, that's an awesome gift. But when it comes to history, that's something that's universal. We need to understand where we've been to have a better idea on where we're going.
Right.
And why are we reproducing the same mistakes that they discovered, you know, thousands upon thousands of years ago? And here we are repeating it. And as they say, the problem with history is that we don't learn from history. And that's why we're doomed to repeat it.
Absolutely. That's absolutely right. But I do think, you know, we go to a fairly conservative classical charter school. And, you know, they read the Communist Manifesto and talked about its historical significance and talked about, you know, the problems with Marxist thinking. And, you know, that's just one example of, I think, when we get our education right, when we don't demean Western civilization as this force of, you know, white oppression, but we realize that actually Western history is pretty important and its core sort of foundational principles are built on a Judeo-Christian understanding of life and morality, and when you throw those out, you get anarchy, and we're in an anarchical moment right now, and there's a romance to anarchy, you know, like, oh, rebellion, heck with the man, all of that, but anarchy's not sustainable in any way, shape, or form, and it usually leads to some power broker coming into that vacuum and filling it. I mean, you can look at the French Revolution as an example of a revolution that the that didn't go very well, right?
You think?
I do think. So anyway, I digress into a lot of history this morning, but that history is important.
It really is. No, and I'm glad that you're touching on this, because it is important, because people aren't hearing about this and they wonder, okay, what's going on? Like, we're in some sort of vacuum. Trust me.
Right.
I mean, this is why we have people from other countries who are coming in. And of course, the administration right now particularly doesn't want people from Cuba or Venezuela coming in. It's amazing. They'll leave the door open for everybody else. But, you know, if you're Cuban or Venezuelan, they don't necessarily want you here. And the reason they don't is because it's recent history for them. And they see what America's on the verge on, and they're like jumping up and down, you know, throwing up flares, going, "Hey, whoa, danger, Will Robinson, danger!" You know,
exactly.
And they speak from practical experience, and they're just amazed. They're going, "Wait a minute," you know, and it is amazing to see what's happening with our country. But that is, again, we're ignoring some obvious things. See, I don't have a problem in school when, you know, the curriculum says, okay, we're going to study Marxism. And I want to hear from the kids. Okay, based on this, what do you think the value of this type of government would be? To hear some critical ideas and thoughts and fairness. I mean, here we just can't assume that these kids, because they've grown up in a mostly free society and in a constitutional republic like we have. But I'd be curious to hear from them, you know, because that's the mantra of this day, that, oh, we should embrace more socialism. We should do that. Oh, really?
Right.
OK, well, help me understand. How do you come to that conclusion?
Right.
You know,
what
are you thinking? You know, because I'm not.
How do we critique it from a biblical point of view? I read the Communist Manifesto in college, and I remember thinking, wow, this is pretty influential, the word that comes to mind, pretty persuasive. That's the word I'm looking for. But the big but is, Marx had a worldview that seemed to presuppose that people were basically good and fair and cared as much about other people as they did themselves, which we know from a biblical point of view, that was Marx's fatal theological and philosophical flaw. And so, you know, if you read the Communist Manifesto believing that that's true, you're susceptible to buying into his arguments, because it's well argued, but unfortunately, it's not true.
Yeah. It's not real because
of our
natural human failings. I mean, even as people of faith, you know, we know this is why we need Jesus, because we know we can't do it. We know we can talk a game, you know, we can talk a game, but in reality, you can't sustain it. And so,
talk is cheap, right? I mean, and in the end, there's always a power vacuum. You know, the fatal flaw with communism is that somehow it's supposed to level the playing field. I'm like, well, no, you still end up with a small group of people in power pulling the levers, but it's all dishonest, right? I mean, there's no transparency. It's all a lie.
Well, and it fights against the natural spirit of man, though, really, because
you
have natural ambition. Everybody has the spectrum of ambition. If that is thwarted in any manner, You know, you start having round pegs and square holes. It can be very frustrating. That will lead to chaos, which will lead to anarchy, because people are frustrated because they can't be all they can be that they know they naturally should be able to, right?
Right. Well, and their motivation is completely destroyed, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's the mediocrization of humanity. We weren't made to be mediocre. I'm sorry.
No.
But that's what
they're
trying to do to us. Adam Holtz, you're awesome, buddy. Appreciate it. Great history test and lesson. Thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated?